This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah. 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 Check my swag. Yeah. Ooh.
Sometimes when Roddy picks his songs for Fridays, it's like, we need to just get this song in the mix. Like, this would be a great every once in a while. Just come back from a break with this one.
Come on.
I feel about everything that was said there, I feel that relates to us today.
You're damn right.
As we broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
No, nobody swag out tank tops like us.
With our tank tops on. Sun's out, guns out. Abe even has his tank top on, showing solidarity for the show.
Yeah, man.
Love that.
Yeah, dog.
I don't know if Roddy DeBalsi's wearing a tank top right now or not, but it's Tank Top Fridays on Falcons Fridays, Roddy. That's what we're doing.
Oh, man, you know I don't wear clothes on Friday. Dude, I'm walking around in a pair of boxers.
Good.
Yeah, nobody really wanted to hear that, though, Rod.
Even the last close.
Even the last close.
You asked, man. You asked.
I did.
He did.
I did ask.
He did. Were you at the beach somewhere?
Oh, no, I'm actually in LaGrange down here before I head up to Athens for the game tomorrow. But I had to pick that Charlie Boy song because tomorrow – well, two reasons. A, I thought the team looked good this past Saturday. I know some people want to nitpick about some things, but I'm like, hey, when you got a quarterback – account for four touchdowns that everybody was questioning. You lost your offensive line, the entire right side of your offensive line after a couple drives, and you're still able to move the ball. You stopped scoring at 45, you know, so nobody can complain about Mike Bobo at that point. You know, and hey, your wide receivers caught the ball and shot to the house, and defense was defensing. So I thought they looked good. And the other reason is you're going to have a bunch of guys dress out this Saturday who may not ever see the field the rest of the year. You got a bunch of walk-ons and a bunch of guys who don't normally get to dress, especially during conference games. And you got to hope that they've got some friends with cameras or camera phones or something like that so they can fill out their Instagram. So, you know, look good, guys. Look sharp because this is, you know, this is your Instagram pin photo. So they should look good this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to ask you just because, look, obviously the first two games of the year being against Marshall and Austin Peay, at least there was a line for last week's game. There's no line for this game. So is the assumption that this opponent is even maybe a little friendlier even than Marshall was?
Yeah, I think the one temporary line we kind of saw was 48.5. We do a prediction at UGA Sports every week. You know, will Georgia cover? You know, and,
They usually don't.
Yeah, they usually don't, but I actually picked Georgia to cover 48.5.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I was right last week. I predicted them not to cover the 38.5. They won by 38, so I was right. But there's something tells me this team, I think the offense is going to go off, and I think the defense might throw a shutout. So give me 49-0 or something like that, and they cover.
Hey, Roddy, you were talking about right before Andy just asked you a question. How is that right side on there? And now, if they're banged up, obviously they're not going to play in this game, but is this long-term? Because that young man who plays right guard is, like, he looks like how they – when the championship team lineman, that's what he looks like.
Yeah, well, I'm gassed, and we talked about him last week. I said, you know, pay attention to the right guard. And he looked good for two series, and he got banged up. He's not going to play Saturday. And I asked Coach Smart at the end of the press conference. I'm like, hey, can you go into details about what's wrong with those two? And he kind of brushed me off, a little blowback pitch there, you know. He's like, yeah, they got lower body extremities, and walked out of the room. So it's kind of rude, but here's the thing. It's Ernest Green has a back issue. Mm-hmm. If you remember, as a freshman, he had back surgery or something. So he had some stiffness there, and you're right. They don't need to play him this Saturday, but I think maybe by Tennessee, he should be fine. The one Gaston thing, you know, we saw him on a little scooter. You know, he was wearing an ankle brace and a knee brace, and of course, you got to use a scooter when you're 350 pounds. You know, you don't want to put any weight on it. So, but he's tough. So maybe you'll see him for Tennessee. But yeah, that is a think about this. There have been 13 true freshmen to start for Kirby Smart in 10 years. That ain't a lot.
Wow, no, it isn't, and he's one of them.
Well, let me rephrase it for the first game later on here, but game one from the day you arrive. That is a rare breed of cat.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, obviously we understand part of what the offense is in these first couple games is going to be pretty vanilla. You're not going to want to put too much on tape to give any SEC opponents a clue. But that being said, you saw Gunnar Stockton account for 4 touchdowns like you talked about. What did you see from him that you felt like was kind of indicative of what he might be?
Just tough. I mean, when somebody asked me in July, who's your breakout player of the year, I said there's going to be Ryan Puglisi. Like, oh, what, you don't believe in Gunnar Stockton? You're picking the backup quarterback? I'm like, no, I just know that Gunnar Stockton is a ball player. He's not a slider. He will go shoulder first into somebody. And saw that Saturday, just not too much. You know, he's going to be smart, but he's tough. And you saw in the Texas game where he got lit up and pretty much knocked unconscious, but he held onto the football. Anybody else would have fought onto it. Georgia wins the SEC title because he's such a ball player that he hangs onto the ball even unconscious. So my point is that kid is he is rough and tough, and you know that there were times that he wants to take off with his legs and score. Because every time I went to see him in high school, the guy would have 7-8 touchdowns, you know, or 6, and half would be running and half would be throwing. And that when he had the reins all day long, he had 2 rushing touchdowns, 2 throwing touchdowns. So I'm like, okay, well, this is Gunnar Stockton.
What about the defense, right? They got some edge setters, and we know how it is Kirby wants to run is that you're able and your ability to set the edge.
Yeah, I'm still want to see more, though, because that's nothing against Quintavious Johnson and Gabe Harris. Those guys are pretty good. But, you know, all we heard about was Elo Madozzi, you know, the transfer from Army. Like, okay, let's see what he can do. You know, Chris Jones getting out there. Chris Cole, that guy is a superstar. And so I'm excited to see what Chris Cole can bring. I don't know that we'll see. I mean, if they do it against Austin Peay, great. You know, Austin Peay's not a great team. Do it next week against Aguilar. Do it against Tennessee.
Yeah.
Show me some edge setting there, and I'll be very excited. But I really like the way Georgia tackled last week. You know, all 11 hats to the ball. Pursuit. I mean, Kirby will forgive a missed tackle. He will not forgive lack of pursuit. And if you're pursuing, then you know you won't be doing all those burpees and bear crawls after practice. But if you don't pursue, you're in for a bad week.
Ryan DeBalsi from UGASports.com joining us as he always does at this time on Fridays to get ready for the Georgia football game the upcoming day. You mentioned a little earlier maybe expecting the offense to go off a little bit. Do you see that maybe trying to be a little bit more handed to the running back and see if the offensive line can bully straight ahead?
I mean, especially, you know, some inside zone. We saw them running power last week. We saw them, you know, they were mostly inside zone last year. Hey, can you do it now? They ran a bunch of different stuff this past week, and now you know what works and what doesn't. Let's put some polish on that. Get that 3rd and 1. Again, you know, in that first drive, Gunnar Stockton had to go for it on 4th down. You know, hey, let's not get into a 4th down situation. Let's get 3rd and 1. Let's get 3rd and 2. I mentioned last week that was one of the issues they had. So Bo Hewley, can you do it? You know, Michael Weaney, can you push it? You got, you know, Calhoun, you guys here on the right side of the line, we count on you because everybody knows that Micah Morris and, you know, Monroe Freely are great. So they're going to shade over because they're going to expect us to run to the left. But we need to be able to go all the way across the line. You know, Drew Bobo, can you shove these guys out of the way. So I'll be excited to see if they can do that on the third and short.
I think, Roddy, Saturday, the most predictable play call was the third down, and they threw the screen pass to Zachariah Branch in the slot. I mean, there was nothing more obvious. I'm sitting there in the car watching because a little man had a football game, so I had to watch it. And I'm like, oh, third down, I see where he's lined up. Oh, this is about to be a damn screen to him. He catches Roddy and then proceeds to get the first down. But the other play, that was not a designed play. He was just standing out there like Gunner just threw it to him.
Yeah, and then 49 yards, scamper touchdown. Dylan Bell, if Dylan Bell doesn't get – bought lunch by Zachariah Branch, then something's wrong. But Dylan Bell's laying a guy out downfield. I know Dylan didn't have his best game, but hey, when you can block like that and score a touchdown, then you should get half credit. So, yeah, Zach Branch is special. We were talked about how fast he is. I mentioned that he was basically a hummingbird on amphetamines. I mean, this guy can actually move. You know, he's a
amphetamines.
Yeah, he can scoot. You know, so that is he is fun to watch. That's why I was saying, you know, they might actually cover this week.
That's a great description. I know you've obviously gotten a chance to see some of the other games last weekend, or at least after Saturday, react to some of the games. What is your take on what happened in the Alabama-Florida State game?
I'm still laughing. I shouldn't. I'm supposed to be unbiased, man. Come on. You're cracking me up. I am impressed that Florida State played as physical as they did, and I am blown away by the lack of physicality by the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now, I know they won't play like that against Georgia. They will come out with their season on the line and be Alabama of old. I'm not writing their obituary right now, but I was just flummoxed by the if you'd switched the jerseys, it would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah, that's right.
If you flip the jerseys, that was what I was expecting. The exact opposite of what we saw.
Hey, Rod, what did you think yesterday of the new ruling down about the new transfer portal thing?
Oh, I'm excited about that. And I know it's going to make that 10 days even wilder than the transfer portal has been. But it's when you are going through spring practice and you're not sure that guy is going to be there at the end. And so you're like, okay, I got to make this guy happy because, you know, I know that his family's getting calls from all these other schools. And you only have 15 spring practices. And if you work this guy on the first team because you're trying to show him, hey, we're going to keep you here. And then all of a sudden at the end, he's like, yeah, well, I got a better deal. I'll see you later. That's 15 practices. You could have been working with someone else. So I never liked the second transfer portal, even though it's not nearly as busy as the first one. But I think that is going to make it a lot easier for the coach. And also the transfer portal, you know, you can sign your class. Those kids see who you signed, and they're like, okay, now I have more information. January 2nd rolls around. I can make my decision. I can leave. I can make it to my next school in time to start spring semester, go through spring practice. I think it's a great idea, a great clarification of a bad system.
I missed what happened yesterday. What was the spring practice transfer portal rule that they made?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're only going to have one portal. It still has to be adopted, but instead of it being 30 days, you know, two different periods, it's just going to be one 10-day period starting January 2nd. So that's going to make it a lot better for the coaches. And I know people say, well, that's not fair to the students. I'm like, no, it's very fair. You basically have wild free agency with 85 to 105 players every 15 minutes. Make it so that if they want to transfer, that's fine, but you can't hold your team hostage, you know, for 6 months. Right. You get one shot, move on.
Roddy, we appreciate it. Next Friday, we'll be talking about a big one up there in Tennessee, so we look forward to that.
Appreciate you, Rod.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Roddy Nabalsi there, UGASports.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.